18, John 11, 18. Now Bethany was nigh unto Jerusalem, about 15 furlongs off. And many of the Jews came to Martha and Mary to comfort them concerning their brother. Then Martha, as soon as she heard that Jesus was coming, went and met him, but Mary sat still in the house. Then said Martha unto Jesus, Lord, if thou hadst been here, my brother had not died. But I know that even now, whatsoever thou wilt ask of God, God will give it thee. Jesus saith unto her, thy brother shall rise again. Martha said unto him, I know that he will rise again in the resurrection of the last day. Jesus said unto her, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Believest thou this? She said unto him, Yea, Lord, I believe that thou art the Christ, the Son of God, which should come into the world. And when she had so said, she went her way and called Mary her sister, secretly saying, The Master is come, and calleth for thee. As soon as she heard that, she arose quickly and came unto him. Now Jesus was not yet come into the town, but was in that place where Martha met him. The Jews then, which were with her in the house, and comforted her, when they saw Mary, that she rose up hastily and went out, followed her, saying, She goeth unto the grave to weep there. Then when Mary was come where Jesus was, and saw him, she fell down at his feet, saying unto him, Lord, if thou hadst been here, my brother had not died. When Jesus therefore saw her weeping, and the Jews also weeping, which came with her, he groaned in the spirit and was troubled, and said, Where have you laid him? And they said unto him, Lord, come and see. Jesus wept. Then said the Jews, Behold, how he loved him. And some of them said, Could not this man, which opened the eyes of the blind, have caused that even this man should not have died? Jesus, therefore, again groaning in himself, cometh to the grave. It was a cave, and a stone lay upon it. Jesus said, Take ye away the stone. Martha, the sister of him that was dead, said unto him, Lord, by this time he stinketh, for he hath been dead 4 days. Jesus said unto her, Said I not unto thee, that if thou wouldest believe, thou shouldst see the glory of God? And then they took away the stone from the place where the dead was laid. And Jesus lifted up his eyes and said, Father, I thank thee that thou hast heard me. And I knew that thou hearest me always. But because of the people which stand by, I said it, that they may believe that thou hast sent me. And when he had thus spoken, he cried with a loud voice, Lazarus, come forth. And he that was dead came forth, bound hand and foot with the grave clothes. And his face was bound about with a napkin. And Jesus said unto them, Loose him and let him go. I'm going to stop here. I know this is a familiar passage of scriptures to all of you. Jesus had tarried where he was, and didn't go to Bethany simply for the purpose of everything that took place here in the scriptures. He told his disciples that Lazarus was sick. He knew it. And then later on he told them that Lazarus was dead. And he waited. He waited till he died. And then he went. And so this was no surprise to Jesus that all this took place. It was all according to the perfect plan of God. God had a perfect plan. And God's glory was going to be revealed, and the power of God was going to be manifested. He came and this was a place that that the Jews had sought to kill him not very long ago. And Thomas told the other disciples, "Let's just go with him. We'll go over there and die with him," because they thought maybe that, you know, their lives were in danger. But that wasn't the case. When Jesus came and knew that he'd been dead 4 days already, Martha came to the Lord, one of the great women in the Scriptures. I know Martha gets a little bit of a mark against her name because being cumbered about with much serving. I've already addressed that in a message one Sunday morning here. Don't be hard on Martha at all. The Lord told her that she only lacked one thing. How many things do I lack? Far more than one, I can tell you. But he told her she lacked one thing, and that was it. So I esteem Martha very, very highly, especially by what she said to the Lord. Jesus came and Martha told him, "If you'd have been here, my brother wouldn't have died." Now that's a lot of confidence in the Lord, isn't it? But you know, it's not quite as much as one other person. There was one other person in Israel. And do you know he wasn't even a Jew? There was one man in Israel that his opinion was, "Lord, you don't even have to come to my house. You just speak the word and my servant will be healed." And the Lord told his disciples about the centurion, "I hadn't found this great a faith." No, not in Israel. He had a great faith. Jesus could have healed Lazarus from the other place that he was at. It would have been no problem. He didn't have to be there. And they did like both of these ladies did the same thing, and we probably wouldn't have done as good as they did. But both of them limited the Lord somewhat, that if you'd have been here, my brother wouldn't have died. You know, and I'm going to be honest with you, we've all got a little bit of a tendency once in a while, if we're not careful, I'm not saying they were doing this, but we just might blame God a little bit. You know, if you'd have done so and so, my life would have been a whole lot easier if you'd just done different. Well, there was a purpose in God doing what he did. And she said, "Lord, if you'd have been here." And I don't think it was incriminating. I don't think it was that she was mad at God. But I just believe she was making a statement that, "Lord, if you'd just been here, my brother wouldn't have died." Now, that's a lot of confidence in the Lord. That's a lot. And then the Lord asked her a question, or rather made a statement. In verse 23, he said, "Thy brother shall rise again." And Martha said unto him, listen to this. This is sort of what I want to build upon. "I know that he shall rise again in the resurrection at the last day." I'm going to tell you, that's good. That's faith, isn't it? That's not only faith, that's hope. She had hope. She had a spiritual hope of the resurrection. She understood that somewhere out ahead of us one day, and you know, today we know far more about the resurrection than Martha did. I mean, the Lord revealed it through his apostles. A lot more specifics about the resurrection and how that's going to be and how it's going to work and a little bit more about it that they didn't know. But I tell you what, she did know. She knew it was going to happen. She said, "He's going to rise again at the resurrection." Jesus said unto her, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And I am the resurrection. That's me. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Believest thou this? She didn't really, I don't guess, knew how to answer the Lord. I mean, you know, all she knew to say was, yes, Lord, I believe that, and I believe thou art the Christ, the Son of God, which should come into the world. There's times he asked Peter and others questions, and they didn't really know exactly what to say. They said, we know one thing. We know you're the Christ, and that's what matters most of all. We don't know everything that you're saying, but we believe you're the Christ, and we're going to follow you. We're going to do what you said. Now, Mary came and said basically exactly the same thing that Martha did. Lord, if you'd have been here, my brother wouldn't have died. This wouldn't have happened. Mary also, a woman of great faith, she believed, she knew Jesus had the power. And he wept. And he went to the grave and he said, roll away the stone. And Martha said, after all that, Martha said, Lord, he's been dead 4 days. We don't want to do that. Lord, if we roll that stone, he's thinking. She was just telling the truth. I know that's kind of unpleasant to think about, but as far as she was concerned, and the Lord told her, said I not unto thee that thou wouldest believe, then should you see the glory of God if you believe. They took away the stone. He prayed and then he said, Lazarus, come forth. And Lazarus came out and he was whole. He was fine. And they unwrapped him. And in the next chapter, they had a great feast for him and for Jesus. But I'd like you to look at something. Both these women believed. Martha believed in the resurrection. She believed, Lord, one day in the future, that my brother's going to rise from the grave. But you know what she didn't see? She didn't see that it was going to be today. Now, Lazarus didn't beat. He wasn't raised back in a glorified body. I want you to understand that. Nobody was ever raised in a glorified body before Jesus. He's the first fruits of the resurrection. 1 Corinthians 15. Jesus Christ first, and then every man in his order. And somewhere in that order is us. But you know, and here's what I want to get at. We can see the God of all creation, can't we? I mean, we believe God has the power to do anything. Don't you believe that? And you know, we believe there's going to be a great millennial reign. We believe Christ one day is going to come back and put his feet on the Mount of Olives. Before that, we all believe in a great rapture, resurrection day, when he's going to come back and the dead are going to be raised, and we're going to be changed, and we're going to be caught up together with him. We believe that. We believe there's going to be a time on earth where Jesus rules and reigns as the King of all creation here for 1,000 years on this old earth. And then, you know, we all believe there's going to be a great renewal one day, the new heavens and the new earth. And we're going to live on a new earth and on a resurrected body, and God's going to be over everything, and there's not going to be any sin. And we all believe that, and we know God has the power to do anything. We believe all these great things are one day going to happen. But what about today? What about today? What about the grave being opened? And he told them, you need to believe. What I'm telling you is, The God that's going to do all that, He can do things today if we'll believe. What about today? What is God doing? What are you letting God do for you today? What can God do for you this evening? Is everything by and by? Is all things down the road later on when He takes over and takes charge? Or is He a God today? You know what the Scripture said in the book of Psalms, Brother Ronnie? He is a very present help in time of need. Look, our help from God is not just in the future. He is a very present help in a time of need. God can help us today. God can fix what's wrong with me today. God can deliver me today. God can lift me up today. I know He can. God can give me the strength today. I don't have to wait to the end of my life. I don't have to wait till the millennial reign. I don't have to wait till the new heavens and the new earth. God is able to bless me if it's His will today. He said, roll away the stone. They said, Lord, we believe in the resurrection. We just believe it's way down yonder somewhere. We don't want to do that. Said I not unto thee that if thou wouldest believe, thou shouldest see the glory of God? They rolled away the stone. Now listen, Mary and Martha wasn't the only people that saw the glory of God that day. Reckon how many times by God not being our present help, by not doing what we need to do to let God bless us today, not believing that God can deliver us from our circumstances now, and not just through death, or not just in the millennial reign, or the rapture, have we limited the glory of God being seen by other people? Many Jews, many of the Jews that saw this, they believed. Now there's a lot of them that didn't, and some of them that saw it plotted to kill Jesus, but not all of them. Some of them saw the glory of God that day, and then there's some of them that didn't get saved because of what they saw. They got saved because of what they believed. Now, let me tell you this. You think there might be some other people get saved around here? If they saw the glory of God in our life working, He's a very present help in a time of need. I don't want you to forget about tomorrow. But what are you letting God do for you today? I'm going to go read a scripture in Psalms 95, and I'll probably close after that. Psalms 95. Hey, let's just read the whole thing. It ain't very long. Oh, come, let us sing unto the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before His presence with thanksgiving and make a joyful noise unto Him with psalms. For the Lord is a great God and a great King above all gods. In His hand are the deep places of the earth. The strength of the hills is His also. The sea is His, and He made it. And His hands formed the dry land. O come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker, for He is our God, and we are the people of His pasture, and the sheep of His hand. Today, if you will hear His voice, harden not your heart as in the provocation, and as in the day of temptation in the wilderness, when your fathers tempted me, proved me, and saw my work. 40 years long was I grieved with this generation, and said, it is a people that do err in their heart, and they have not known my ways, unto whom I swear in my wrath that they should not enter into my rest. That was because of unbelief. Verse 7. For he is our God, and we are the people of his pasture, and the sheep of his hand. Today. You ever wonder why that's there? And you can find that also in Hebrews chapter 3, by the way. But he said, today, if you will hear his voice, harden not your heart. Today. Everybody followed Moses out of Egypt. They all came to the Red Sea. Of course, they grumbled and griped, I know. Murmured 10 times before the day of provocation. If you want to know what the day of provocation is, it's when they wouldn't go into the Holy Land. That's the day of provocation. They provoked God. But they all followed Moses. They all come through the Red Sea. They were protected. They were fed. They were led. And it came up time for them to go in to the promised land. They sent out spies and they brought back proof, but the people wouldn't have it. Today, when you get up to the place where God wants to do something for you today, God, that was the day. All that trekking through the wilderness, all that fighting and all them plagues and all that mess they went through, the Red Sea and everything else was all come up to that day. Today. Don't deny the Lord today. And I don't mean don't deny, just deny the Lord. I'm saying don't deny Him this day. This day. Today. Today if you will hear His voice. Everything's not about later. He'll bless you today. He's a very present help in the time of need. He'll save you today. Today is the day of salvation. Now is the time. He'll save you if you'll trust Him. Let's have a verse for song.